You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One, two, three. What's up, y'all?
What up, peeps?
Man.
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
You
and
guys,
travel today.
Look at where we are.
We're in back. Our bedroom.
Yes.
Look at this. We've changed the scenery in our bedroom.
We're back with another podcast in paradise. We are so excited to be partnering with Sunscape, Coco, Punta Cana. They have invited us to do another podcast in paradise. And as you can see, we are here.
In the beautiful Dominican Republic.
It's great.
It's amazing.
We love it. Okay.
Absolutely.
And this is just kind of the kickoff this season because we've been gone for a while, but we're back.
We've been chilling. We were resting.
We were resting.
We were hibernating.
We're well rested now, right?
Yes, we're well rested.
Yeah.
Hibernation is over.
Yeah.
We are ready to get it going. So we asked y'all for some questions. Before we get to those, though, we're going to do something that we almost forgot the last time.
Yes. We're not going to forget this time. So cue the music.
Oh, but dang, I cued it too fast. My bad. Here we go. Y'all ready?
No, let's start.
Oh, man.
Start it over.
See, I'm screwing up already.
He's resting.
Here we go. You gotta do your last part. There we go. All right.
You guys, so...
Man, that was rusty.
You can tell it's been a long time because we don't even know what we're doing over here, okay?
We don't.
Like, who are we? So, let me tell you that this has been a situation just trying to get everything set up. So, if we seem a little discombobulated, that is why.
Yes.
Because it has taken some time. We don't have our normal setup.
And we're discombobulated because Bob's not here this time like he was last time.
He left us, okay.
So, but we've got some wonderful people with us now.
Yes, we do. Everybody has been great. Let's talk about the resort because we have been here for, this is day three now. We got here,
yes.
Yesterday we had our first full day.
Full day.
And then, we had a beach day yesterday, which is great because you guys know my family. They love to be at the pool.
And so we actually let you...
You guys let me.
I made her because she was like, I'll just go to the pool. And like, girl, stay at the beach.
He actually was like, you're good.
Just go stay. Have fun.
Yeah.
Be at the beach because she likes to be chilling. She doesn't necessarily want to be in the water. She wants to be just looking at the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So it was nice because I got to relax. We had a Bali bed, which is like a cabana. They had one reserved for us. So it was great.
It was great.
I got to relax and the kids had a blast. Because they got to be in the pool. That is all they have been looking forward to is being in the pool.
Pool and pina coladas.
And pina coladas, yes. Because if they don't have their virgin pina colada, it is a situation, okay?
And what's nice here is that they actually have the machine. So they're like, they don't have to blend them. They're already blended
like
in the machine.
Like it's already ready, yes.
So it's like easy as just pouring
mm-hmm.
it. So it's like for them, that's heaven. It's unlimited just pina coladas.
Yeah, so they've been having a good time. We got a full tour of the property yesterday and it is great. When I tell you, if you're looking for a place to come with your family, definitely put this on your list because there's so many things. They have a water slide, they have a park, they have the Explorer Club, which is for ages like 3 to 12, but then they have another spot from like 13 and up.
So, but it has like, that one has like video games.
Yes.
It has like pool table, ping pong,
mm-hmm.
foosball.
They can watch movies in there.
Movies.
Like, so that's really cool. Because
it's really nice.
I feel like a lot of times when we go to resorts, they always cater to the younger kids, but there's usually not much for the older kids. Yeah. So I think that they did a really good job with that. So highly Absolutely. Recommended already. So We're in love.
And I want to remind them too, if you're just listening to us, thank you. Yes. But if you're not watching us, come over and watch us on YouTube. Let's Make Out Podcast. Mm-hmm. Because we're actually going to be showing you some images and some videos of some of the things we're talking about.
Yeah, so we can kind of show you
exactly
versus bits and pieces of the property.
You can't see that via the audio. Now, if you can see into the audio, then you are a special person. Let me know how you did that. But so come over and watch us. So you can actually mm-hmm. see the property because it is giant. They've got stuff for. You can come here with the party. You come up with the family. They got a family villas.
Yeah.
They've got like a VIP area mm-hmm. that's like super nice. They were so sweet and put us in that area. But like everything is so nice. I mean, this is really, really nice.
Yeah. And you guys know we travel a lot. We do a lot of traveling with our family, and we particularly love all inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Just because of the ease of it. It's like you book it and you don't have to worry about doing everything else on your own. Like, there's someone to help you with excursions. If it's all inclusive, you don't have to worry about your meals. All you have to do is pick the restaurant that you want to go to. You get the beach, you get the pool, like you get everything all in one.
And a coffee shop. They have a sports bar here, so mm-hmm. I got to watch the game.
Yep.
You know what team we representing?
Yes.
And they took home the dub.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
So that's
amazing.
Yeah, it was great. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there, because if you have been on the fence about an all-inclusive resort or wondering if it's worth it, it really is. There's entertainment. Last night we watched a magic show, which was so cool.
It was actually really cool.
Like, it was, you know how sometimes you watch magic shows and you're like, oh, we can see how that was done.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know how this lady
so much
is not into like a million different pieces.
Because there are so many things where I was really amazed, like, how did they do that? So anyway,
really
there's
cool.
always some entertainment at the all-inclusive resorts, and they have plenty here. It changes up every night. So yeah, that's just my spiel. I am an all-inclusive fan, and I want you guys to experience it because it's totally worth it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to jump into some questions.
Absolutely.
Because we asked you guys to send in some questions, because it has been a while. We figured this would be the best way to kind of come back.
Absolutely.
And here we go. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. This one's kind of like, I don't know, it could get heavy, but maybe not.
We won't get too heavy. We're out in paradise. We're not going,
How to stay hopeful when life is not working out how you planned. So it says, I'm your age, and I have a spouse and children. A spouse and children are things that I want, but I do not have. I'm trying to come to terms with the idea that one or both may never happen. I'm not asking you to look at this through the lens since you both have that, but just wondering if there are other milestones or wants that haven't happened for you, and how do you keep a hopeful, positive outlook? That's a good one. She said, sorry, that's a lot. No, that's good. I think that...
That's a very good question.
I think that's a very good question.
I think that's a very relative question to mm-hmm. life. I mean, you know, like, how many people can say that they're, like, 100% fulfilled each and every day, you know? And I hope that there's a bunch of people that can do that, but I know that that's something that I struggle with personally, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person that like can pick up something and be hooked on it for a long time, you know, and then or switch. Like I'm somebody that tries things out.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way. And I think that you know, there's been times in my life and even recently where like I'm hoping that things work the way that I'm wanting them to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always do that. It doesn't always happen that way. So it is very hard sometimes to be hopeful and to keep the dream alive whenever you feel discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want it bad enough, you just got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. I know that's so cliche to say.
It's very cliche.
But it's the truth. if it's something that means that much to you that you really want, then like you can't let those bad days. Think about the good days. Think about the things that why you wanted to do it, or why why you're dreaming about it, how it felt when you did achieve it. Maybe think about those things. It's so easy to think about the negative in the world because you know, it's some reason we're attracted to the negative. Like you can see a negative comment
that's
12 positive ones and be stuck there.
Yeah.
So just think about the one positive thing about your dream. The one thing that just made you dream that dream. And hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy, right? I mean, nothing is easy. I really feel like things that you really want.
Can I offer a different perspective? Yeah, sorry, once you finish.
No, go ahead. I think, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to just give a different perspective because there are absolutely things that I would like to happen or would have wanted to have happened by now. And I think that as someone who's always chasing the next goalpost, that's been me. Like, I'm always not a person who can stop and celebrate the things that are happening because I'm always looking for what's happening. You have to realize that this today, as we know it, is all we have, you know? Yeah. Like today and the memories that we have, but today. So we have to learn to appreciate the things that we have right now. Even though you desire something else, you may want a husband, you may want kids, and that may happen for you, it may not, but you have to learn how to be okay with life as is and be happy today. Not when you make the promotion or when you get the husband or when you get whatever it is, like, because if you keep waiting on that, then you miss all the moments that are in
moments
front
of happiness,
you,
right? In front of
and
you.
And you're not able to be present in that because you're so focused on everything else. So I think just on that other side of it, yes, keep pushing forward. Like, I mean, there's a lot of ways we could take that, obviously, in terms of trying to make that work for you. But on the other side, look at what you have.
Let me sum it up because she
rambling. Appreciate that.
She's rambling. Let me sum it up. So I love what you said there. Like, if you have a dream, like, or you have something that you really want, be hopeful for it and be, but at the same time, be thankful for what you do have now.
Yeah.
What's going on now. Don't just be sad until that thing happens. Make sure that you're still loving life,
living life, because you don't want to miss out.
So you don't miss out on life now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
For when something else happens, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, combine those answers. I think that's great.
Yes. So next question. Okay, so this next question is just kind of like asking for an update. It says, glad that the podcast is coming back. Would love to hear how everyone in the family is doing. Kids in school, health updates, plans for the rest of the year. How are you dealing with the state of the country? That's something we'll talk about on another podcast.
Yeah, we're going to keep this podcast very light.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in paradise.
But come back for that.
Yes.
Just a little life update. Honestly, like, we had to just take a break. Sometimes there's so much on your plate, and if you're not able to give your 100% to everything, sometimes it's better to just take a step back. And we felt like that's what we needed to do with the podcast because it wasn't getting all of our attention, and we were kind of just throwing things out there without really putting any effort into it.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do more. You guys deserve more. So we took a break from that. So in the time that we have taken a break, we've just been living lots of travel.
I
know, because it's been what, almost a year since we've done this?
Almost a year. Here's the thing. It's like Gabriel said, we just wanted to, like, when you continually put out content and you're continually trying to be creative, you know, with anything, you just get a little burned out sometime. And, you know, you feel like, you know, and you might still enjoy what we're doing, but our goal is to make sure that we're enjoying it too, right?
Yes.
So, And so when you feel like you just burnt out a bit and you need a little bit of a breather, you just you need to take it. And that's with just life in general, right? And so that's what we did. And just spent a lot, spent a good time with the kids. You know, we've been vlogging, but we haven't even been vlogging as much as normal because we've just been living life. And I think, you know, that's been actually been really good.
It has been.
But we, you know, now that the summer's starting, where it's traveling's going, kids' school year was great. We're going to have a seventh grader. We have a seventh grader.
That's crazy to me. And a second grader.
And a second grader.
How did we get here? I feel like they were literally just born. And it's so funny. Every time we post a picture of them or something, you guys feel the same way. You're like, already? Like, we just watched them be born.
I've grounded Chad Jr. almost every day.
Yeah, it's
because
it's
he keeps getting older. So I just ground him.
Yeah.
Because I'm mad at him for getting older.
Yeah, but the family is good. Like, they're good. They're enjoying summer break. Nana is doing good. She is living her life. She's moved. She's settled in her new place. She's got community, and I think that's great for her.
Yeah, because, like, she didn't have that in her house outside of her family.
Yeah, it was just her. So being in a place where there are others that are her age, like, they play bingo, and they do all these, they have movie nights and stuff like that. You know, she even got her little man friend.
Yeah, little man friend
is
funny.
You know what I'm saying? Nana, she's living her best life, okay? I can only pray that I am living my life like that at 84. Okay,
no,
like, literally, because I just love that for her. Mom and Gracie are doing well.
Yes.
Everything is just, you know, everybody is good. Like,
yeah,
there's no complaints.
Mama's definitely, like, she's definitely doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
She's been driving more.
She has.
Her energy level, from what we've seen, has increased. So that's been a blessing to see.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she's getting back to herself a little bit more after her journey, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because that was a tough journey for her. And we commend her for just pushing through and doing her thing, and having to take care of Gracie along the way, right?
Yeah.
You know, and thank goodness she had a great community. I think we did a good job of supporting her, but yeah, so they're doing great.
How's your family?
So Mark is doing great. He just got promoted, to president CEO.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's great. It's awesome for him.
Very exciting for him. I love my brother to death, and I'm just very thankful that, his hard work paid off. And so, that's awesome. I'm excited for him. Connie's doing great. She retired, but she's still working, teaching, doing something that she loves. All the nieces and nephews are doing great. They're all old now. I'm like, what the heck?
I know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. We had another niece get married.
Yeah,
time that you've seen us, we had another niece get married.
Lauren got married.
Yes.
Well, that was so super happy for her. Mom is doing good. She had to have a surgery on her other eye to fix cataracts, but her vision's great. And now she's doing good. And so she's still thriving she's 76 and she's still thriving and doing well and walking and moving. And so I'm thankful for that. So she has a great church community. Like, her church community is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing good. And the weather's getting nice at home, which is fantastic.
Sorry, I had to switch to my phone because my tablet overheated. So I couldn't see the questions. So that's what happens when you're in paradise. The weather is just so beautiful here.
The sun's like, put your device down.
I know, right? Like, get out and enjoy it. And in case you're just tuning in or in case you forgot, we are here in partnership with Sunscape Coco Punta Cana. We love them
In
the Dominican Republic. Look them up. Check them out. We have been having a great time.
Fantastic little cup here full of cold water. They hooked us up.
Yes.
But beautiful resort. If you're just tuning in and you didn't see the beginning of this podcast or you didn't see where we mentioned, if you're listening, we have a YouTube channel. Make sure you go check it out. Let's Make Out Podcast so you can actually see the resort. We showed some pictures, some videos of this great resort. So it's beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What we got?
I'm looking.
Let me look through.
Yeah, if you can, go for it.
Let me look.
I am struggling.
You know how interesting it is? You put your sunglasses on. It doesn't help to look at your screen. It's so weird to me. I'm glad the podcast is coming back. Thank you. I would love for you to talk about your journey together. You have been through so much and it is so inspirational. How have you grown as a couple and as individuals? How is navigating life as a family of four?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think being a family of four is I don't think it's been much of an adjustment.
No,
like
yeah.
It wasn't. I don't know that it was that much of an adjustment for us. What do you think?
I would say the biggest adjustment was because Reagan is so different than Chad Jr. Just learning how to be there for her versus Chad Jr. Chad Jr. was just chill. He's still chill. Y'all,
still
the people
chill.
That have been watching from the beginning know Chad Jr. has been like the chillest individual ever. So, but like, it's not, it was never hard. It was fun. I mean, like, we've had so much fun. That's why it's sad seeing them so grown now because it's just going so fast.
It is. Yeah.
But as far as like, yeah, as far as just like, just life together and just growing, like, it's weird. It's weird to think that it's been almost 14 years of marriage.
I kind of don't remember the question.
Oh,
sorry. It was a lot. I feel like it was multiple questions.
Right.
And yeah.
Let's see. Okay. You have been through so much and it's inspirational. Thank you. Love for you to talk about your journey together. How have you grown as a couple and individuals?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed a refresher because I was like, what was
she was looking. She was giving me that look like, I don't know what the question was.
After the kids, I was like, what was the question again? I think that one thing that has been helpful for me, or one thing that I think has contributed to my growth, obviously, we both have, you know, we've both been diligent in like our faith and making sure that we're growing spiritually as a family, but also like individually, like having like a space for friends that are kind of on the same path as I am on, doing the same things, that are parents, that are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just kind of surrounding myself with like-minded people 100%. That are kind of in the same space in life as I am, because then I have, you know, some people to bounce things off of or to go to and ask, and you know, like, that's just been helpful, making sure that we individually have our people in our corner that are, you know, there for us.
I think that, yeah,
kind of help us and
I think
guide
that,
us and all of that good stuff.
No, I think that's a perfectly said. I mean, you know, the reason we think it's important too to like make sure we have our separate walk in our faith is because everybody's, you know, walk is different, right?
Yes.
So I think that's important, right? Because you come together and you're better together, right? So that, I think that was well said. And, you know, and I've got my friends on my side that I've got, you know, I'm close with, that I can connect with, and I can, you know, pour into them, they pour into me, and then hopefully it helps us to be able to pour into each other.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
And
for
then
sure.
Into our kids, right?
Yeah.
You know, our kids pour into us and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
You know, but we know that it's really important for us to pour into them because their minds are molding, they're growing, and we want to be able to be complete and whole so that we can do that for them.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team effort. I'm not always going to be there, be good for that day, or be fully.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
There for that day, she might not be, we balance each other out. You know, you can't be perfect 100% on every day, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully that answers your questions. Ever feel the pressure from being famous? We're just...
What would you call it? That's a good question, because people always
say famous
will
when
refer to us
yeah.
as that. And I hate that term term because I just don't feel like, but why do we hate that? Like, what, I think it's just the negative connotation that comes
maybe
with people who are famous or who are celebrities. Like, I just don't ever want to be referred to as that.
Maybe.
But I don't know why.
Maybe it's just our, maybe we're trying to be humble.
Is that what it is?
Maybe, yeah. Like,
well, I don't feel like you'd have to try to be humble.
Well, maybe we're being humble.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we're humbling down. Well, huh. I just think that we...
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question.
You didn't finish the question, yeah. But that just made me think about that.
It is a very interesting dynamic, yeah. Because we will, like, instead of saying fans, we'll always say peeps.
Yeah,
our family, peeps.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah, I don't know. So it's interesting. There's nothing wrong with being famous or having fans. For some reason for us, we just have always said, we're not famous. We... just have, you know,
a well-known,
have a nice following.
Yeah.
Blessed to have the following. And we have peeps, family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, what was the actual question?
But
that just made me think.
No, that was good.
Tangent,
that was,
but it did make me think
that was
about
good,
that.
Though.
Like,
great tangent, my love. You can tangent anytime you'd like.
Thank you.
Let's see. Do you see a significant change in the way you confront situations in contrast to how you handle certain things prior to social media success? 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because
you have to think about everything.
You have to think about everything you do, everything you say, everything you show.
It doesn't turn off.
It doesn't. You can't just. It's very like going to a resort like this. You know, like we haven't seen a peep yet, but that doesn't mean we couldn't.
We did see one at the airport.
We saw one.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to
Peep
Airport.
We did see one at the airport. We actually flew from a different city to get here than our home city. So it was really interesting. She just happened to be passing through as well. So we got to meet her. That was cool. We took pictures and talked.
She met a peep at the last time she traveled over, like over to another country. Last time I went to another country, I met like two or three peeps at the resort.
Yeah.
So it can happen. And it's, to me, it's just really cool. But you have to definitely, you know, just make sure that you're just careful with what you're putting out there, you know, and because there's just a bigger set of eyes on you, you know, and so, and we also means that we sometimes won't talk about certain topics.
Yes.
Because, you know we have a broad audience and our job, we don't feel that our job is to influence people one way or the other. We're influencers, but we're influencing you to do other things. Not
like your beliefs.
Pick
in
this
life,
way,
you
pick
know?
That way.
Yeah.
That's not our job.
Yeah.
That's not what our mission is. Our mission is to, you know, deliver love, life, and laughter, right? Some good high quality content. That's our goal. So we do avoid certain topics because of that.
Yeah.
Now on the podcast we'll talk about some of those topics. But you won't see that on our YouTube channel, like our vlog channel. Because again, it's not our job to influence people one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say that I think that when you are well-known or if you have an audience or if you're someone where even like, because it doesn't have to be social media related. Say you were a principal at a high school or you're a law enforcement officer or whatever. When you're in like the public eye like that, sometimes you have to just think twice about how you handle things. Like, so... For example, like I have one of those faces that doesn't hide much, but I have to be very cognizant of what my face is doing in certain situations because it can be taken the wrong way. Like it can be, did you see her looking like this? Or like I will catch people looking at me.
So she's got an RGF, a resting gape face.
Like, I like that, resting gape face.
She doesn't think it's there, but I'm like, girl, fix your
face.
So
one of the first things that I had to fix was my face because I would be somewhere and someone would be looking at me and I would be like, what are they looking at? Or, you know, like kind of buck at them, like what? And then it's like, people could be looking at me because they recognize me. Like, so I had to check myself in that. Like,
or for me, I'm like,
something as small as that you don't think about.
Extremely beautiful. So
thanks, Lil. Yeah. But just something that small, you don't think about it. Like you have to think of the bigger. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody could be just trying to figure out if they recognize me from social media or from whatever.
What we've noticed, a lot of peeps will like see us from afar and they'll be staring. Mm-hmm. And finally they'll walk up and say something. Or sometimes they won't walk up. And then they'll tweet or they'll see something and be like, hey, I should have walked up to you.
And I'm going to say that I'm not going to throw you under the bus. But I am going to say we're typical sports parents. You know what I'm saying? Our kids play sports. We get into the games and things like that. So Chad Jr. this past season playing basketball, there was, you know, some calls that the ref didn't call very well or what we thought.
Bad, and horrible calls.
Babe got a little heated horrible about calls. It. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, babe, you don't know who is in this audience. You don't know who is watching us. I don't need nothing popping up on social media like, look at Gabe and Babe going off on the refs. You know what I'm saying? Just little stuff like
that.
But
see,
when you're living life, like, my mind instantly goes to that. Chad's not so much. But mine, I think because I'm a reformed people pleaser, that's where my mind always goes. Like, what are people going to say? So I'm always just making sure we are keeping the peace.
And I've never been a people pleaser.
Acting crazy. Not that that's our life anyway, but just in an instance like that, you know, because he said something to the ref and then another parent got upset about it. And then it was like an exchange. And I'm like, listen.
All the other parent had to do was mind their business
that.
Because
nobody,
I was talking to the ref.
We're not doing that, you know, in public, okay? Like, so that is kind of an instance when you come up with confrontation, because everything is out there. Somebody is so quick to pull out their phone and video it just to get the inside scoop. So it's kind of just like, you know what?
My thing is, I've always thought that if someone would take, you know, certain situations, you know, being passionate about your kids' sports, which I've seen worse.
Yeah, true.
Like, you know, as a bad thing, being passionate about your kids, then I could care less.
And
you know
that's
what I'm
just
saying?
Where we look at it differently.
Yeah, I could care less about your opinion at that point, because for me, I'm going to be me 100% of the time, you know, and Gabrielle's on her 100% of the time as well. With a filter. I don't have the filter because
he doesn't have the filter.
Again, you know, it's also just a difference of, you know, of life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like just, you know, for me, once you get shot at and once you get, you know, go to war, like, what's the worst somebody going to say something bad to me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like for me, it's like,
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I haven't had that experience, so everything gets to me.
Like, but that's where we team. But again, that's the teamwork.
Yeah.
She'd be like, babe. But let's. I'm gonna call you out.
Okay,
see?
What you got?
Okay,
what you got?
You're gonna call me out. The same situation where the guy wanted to say something back to me, then his wife wanted to say something, and Gabrielle was like, "We ain't talking to you." She jump in, so she my ride or die, regardless. And
I mean, I couldn't let her be talking crazy,
exactly.
But I also was like, okay, babe. Let it go. Because you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? Let's just let it go because it is not worth it. But that is an instance that you don't really think about if you're not somebody who's in the public eye, but you just have to be prepared for it. Which brings us to the next part of her question. Last question, will you encourage your kids to be social media influencers? No. I don't think that I'm encouraging it. If they want to do that, I will absolutely help them. Reagan already has all the personality. She wants to be in front of the camera.
She always wants to do a dance reel.
That is like what she enjoys, and I will help her with that. I will support her passion right now. She could be over it by the time she gets 15. You know what I'm saying? But am I pushing them to do that?
Yeah.
No. I want them to find their own path. I want them to do their own thing. I want them to know that it's an option, obviously. You can be whatever you want to be. You can, you know, you can see what we have done and been able to build with social media. So the option is there.
Yeah. And a lot of kids want to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
So
most of their friends and stuff, they're interested.
We're the
in
cool
it.
Parents.
Yeah.
So look, don't forget. Like,
but it's not something that I'm influencing. Like, and I wouldn't be upset if that's what they chose to do.
It's the same. I have the same thoughts about the military. Like, I don't want my kids to join the military.
No, I'm not encouraging that.
No. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not encouraging the military.
Okay.
I'm not encouraging. I don't want them to. But I also understand if that's a choice that they make.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, I'm not the type of parent, and she's not the type of parent to say, no, you're absolutely not doing that. As long as it's not something crazy, right?
I don't know about that. I'm not here for it.
My thing is,
I'm not here for it. I will make it known that I'm not here for it, but you make your own decision. But I don't know that I support that.
Yeah. No.
And this is coming from a civilian.
Yeah.
Hearing and knowing the things that he went through, it's a catch 22 though, because I do feel like those.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Those experiences shaped you.
100%.
And made you who you are. So it's like, I do appreciate it for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe it's the mama bear in me,
wanting to
keep my children safe, you know?
Oh, daddy bear, since we bears now.
Yeah,
I absolutely don't want them to ever.
Yeah.
Join the military. That's not something I want. Like, you know, but at the same time, if that's what they really want to do, mm-hmm. and they prove it to me, they have a plan, they figured it out, they know exactly what they want to do.
Not just, because dad was, I'm going.
Yes. Like, then I can be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be something that they really prove to me that they want to do for the right reasons versus, you know, because I did it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or because it seems cool.
For sure.
Like, no, you need to have more of a plan than that. Jumping off a bridge with no parachute might seem cool in the moment, but it's not, okay?
No, I don't want any part of that at all. Okay?
Like,
no, thank you.
Yeah. All right, but we want to remind you where we're at. We are in the beautiful Dominican Republic at the amazing Sunscape Coco Punta Cana Resort. It is beautiful. We're having a great time.
Yes, and it's been great.
We are so appreciative of them for partnering with us and bringing us out there. This is amazing.
It is. We highly recommend it. Put it on your list. Seriously.
Put it on the top of the list.
Okay, so let's see. So we got Ray. Fun fact, we got Ray over here. She was at the Kids Explorer Club. And I guess she just wanted to come back.
Right.
She wanted to come back.
You want to come say hi, Ray?
Ray, you going to say
hello? Say hi. Come say hi to the peeps. Podcast peeps. Come over here, right between us.
Of course she had a pina colada.
Right over here, girl.
Oh, you got your face painted?
Oh, you're cute.
Yeah.
So what up to the podcast peeps?
Hey.
What up?
How was it? What'd you do?
So I had like two snacks.
You had two snacks?
Tell them what you do.
I got my face painted, then we played outside, and then,
that was it?
What else?
No, that was not it. And then, we came here to have painting class. I didn't really want to do it, so I wanted to stay.
Oh,
well, we're glad
there
you
were
did,
painting
girl.
Class. But see, it's just little stuff like that. That's cool. Thank you.
So you like the Explorers Club?
Yep.
Thanks, awesome. Girlfriend.
Thanks, girl.
Bye.
So it's just little things like that I love about this resort is that they have activities for the kids. So it's not a place where you just stick your kids in the Explore Club and they do nothing. Like, they actually entertain them and they take them around and they go to different places and, you know, do different things like a painting class. How cool is
that? That's cool, yeah.
So it's always just good when you can come and take a vacation and actually vacation, because sometimes when you travel with kids, it's more of a trip.
More of a trip.
But when you go to a place where there are options for them, you can enjoy it more.
Because the thing is, she told us last night that when she got up, she wanted to go to the Explorers Club at 9:24 a.m.
That's
exactly what she said.
Yes.
I don't know why 9:24, but that's...
I think because she knew we had to be here at 9:30. So
okay,
she said she had to be there at 9:24.
She was very aware of our timing, so she wanted to make sure she was good. But that's what's so cool, because every every day, that's what she's wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want to go there. And so I wouldn't doubt if we don't see her much today, because
she wants to go back.
So that's really cool. So that's also, like, it's not only the resort, it's the staff as well. You know, like, shout out to them, because without the staff, you know, like, she wouldn't be having as much fun in there, right? You know, like, so the staff is great, too.
Yeah.
So, so that's pretty awesome.
Yes. Okay, next question. Congrats on paying off your student loans, Gabe. Thank you. Yay. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. There's a question, though, that was about financial literacy that said, it's a topic that I'd love for you guys to expound on, because it seems as though you're both very conscious about how and when you spend your coins. I love when Gabe says we have eaten out too much this week. That commitment really makes me think about how much I've eaten out and spent during the week. Any practical financial tips that you can provide that are effective for you or that you've been advised on and that you feel comfortable sharing? I said it would also be cool if we did a Gabe Babe family like savings challenge. We could all be motivated together. That would be actually pretty cool because savings is like, this is the place we are in life
season
right now.
Season of savings.
Thank you. We are in the season of saving because we definitely went through a season of spending. And we are, just trying to get out of that.
Yeah, we'll say the storm of spending in the season. Spring season of savings.
Yeah, so I think that my biggest tip is to know where your money is going.
Yeah.
Tell your money where you want it to go. And whether that means having a budget or, some people don't believe in like a line item budget, but maybe you just have like savings goals or investing goals or
budget blocks,
tithing
maybe.
Goals, like budget blocks, like making sure those things are taken care of. Because if you don't tell your money where to go, it will tell you where it wants to go. And you can look at, what's that saying? Like if you look at your like statements or whatever, you can see what your priorities are, where your money is being spent. You can, it tells you where
so
your priorities are.
So we see that in our money thing. Every month we can see like what our mindset money
and
priorities
were. We still work
with
our budget coach, which has been very helpful.
Yes.
And
I've tried to take a more, not active because she controls the money. She's really good at that, but more of a.
I don't control the money. Let's
not control. What I mean is you take care of the finances. That's your thing.
It's more of my thing. I'm trying to make it our thing.
I say control because I think of like a controller. Like they're the ones that like make things happen.
Like, yeah,
they move money.
Like
they
I'm,
move.
Yeah. yeah, I'm making so, sure the things go where they need
and
to.
And look,
I'm setting up the auto pays and the stuff like that. That's what I think you mean.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. What I mean, but I try to make more of a being more of an active participant in like talking through what understanding, making sure I'm understanding things. Because for a while, I was kind of hands off, for sure. Because she had it, and I when you know somebody has it, you're just hands off, right?
Yeah.
You know somebody has it. But she asked me, do you want to, and even said, you should know more about this stuff, just because I think it'll help us have to be able to do the goals of stuff we want to do. I'm like, you're right. So I joined in more. I'm always on the budget calls. And there's certain things that I have on the budget calls that I take care
of. Right, like his things and then certain things that I do. It's like he's always been over like where the money is coming from. Like he pays attention to that. And then I'm like, once we get it, where does it go?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of been our roles in
Our role in the business as well, right?
Yeah.
I get the contracts. I negotiate them, sign them. And
but we're both trying to merge it. So that we both know how to do either side of it, if that makes
100%.
Sense. Because it's important, especially when you have a spouse, when you have a family unit, like everybody needs to know what's happening.
Have that redundancy.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. So I definitely having a budget, telling your money where to go, automate, okay? Like literally automate your savings, automate your investing, because then you don't even see the money. Like automate your bill pay. Like don't be logging on every month paying bills. Like make that stuff automated because then you don't have to think about it if you are able to do so. I will say that I do understand that everyone is not in a position to do that. And we have not been in a position to do that before. So I do understand that. But if you can, make whatever you can as automated as possible.
100%.
She
has all the great tips. I have one. I have one.
Tip?
My tip is don't be... It's going to be hard, but don't be afraid to cut some expenses that are just for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get rid of all your pleasure purchases because you got to live life.
Yeah.
We are people that believe in living life because you only get one of them, right? There's only one today. There's only one tomorrow. Like, enjoy life.
Even while you're paying down debt.
Even while you're paying
saving.
Down debt.
Yeah.
You don't have to live on beans and water. Or bread
beans
and water,
rice.
Beans and rice, or bread and water.
Yeah.
While you don't have to do communion every day just to save money.
Yeah.
You can live life, but you're gonna have to cut some things if you want to save money. Like
we
all spend money on things that we probably could cut or we're wasting some money on.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's it, man. Like just tighten it up a little bit, have some systems, and that has really helped us quite a bit to really do some amazing stuff with our money. So
Let's see. I think we'll just do like a couple more questions.
Yeah.
Cause it's getting hot out here. I'm sweating. Okay. I'm glistening right now. Okay.
You, like new money, like newly saved money.
This is so funny. This question to me is hilarious. Okay. It says, what have you learned? Oh no, wait. It's something about bringing you out of your shell. And I'm like, when have you ever been in your shell?
Oh, early days. I was kind of.
Oh, I just want to know, what do you love the most about your hubby, and how did you get his shell to open? So you felt like you were in your shell?
I mean, I wasn't as outgoing on camera as I am now.
Oh, okay.
Like I was.
Okay, that makes
sense. I've always been me off camera.
Yeah, because I'm like, this man, this is the extrovert right here. Like, he's talking to everybody and I'm sitting in the corner.
I used to be awkward on the camera.
It's time to go.
On
but
camera.
But I think on the camera, yeah. It took time because I was the one that was doing it before he, you know, before he got to it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that I did anything to facilitate that. I think that repetition and just being more
repetition
consistent.
Repetition is the father of learning.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Literally, like, we just kept vlogging, so he had to get comfortable. Like, yeah. I didn't do anything to facilitate that.
No.
That was all on you.
It's all about comfortability.
Because he has the personality anyway.
You have to practice anything to be good at it, right? You know, like, that's just simple as that. Like, everything you do, well, not everything, but there's a lot of things in your life you're going to do that are going to be uncomfortable until you do it enough and where it's just become second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the old funny story I always tell is, like, when I used to be in stores when we first started vlogging, and I'd have the camera and I'm talking to it, and somebody would walk towards me, I'd put the camera down and like look away real quick.
Yeah.
So there'd be like 25 takes of me saying, what up, peeps?
Because somebody's coming.
Because so someone's coming.
Like, yeah.
It took years for me to be like, what up, peeps?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? You know, and keep talking. But because it was awkward to me, it had to get used to it.
Yeah.
She was always just good at it.
I think a lot of people ask that question too sometimes because I get questions like, well, how do you get him to dance with you? Or how do you get your husband to do so? If you are trying to get your certain someone to come up out of their shell, I don't know. I feel like you just make things fun.
I'm a gamer.
You have to make things fun. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's not going to be into everything. But I think if you make it fun, like, he had no idea what vlogging was, and I was like, let's just try it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he ended up getting into it. You know what I'm saying?
And I like a challenge. So when it comes to the dances, I like a challenge.
Something fun to learn, something new to learn.
She's a great dancer.
Yeah.
I'm not as good of a dancer, so it's fun for me to try to, in my head, I want to try to outdo her.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes it fun for me. I got to try to, she's so good at dancing. Yeah. I mean, she's just so good.
Thanks.
For me, I'm not a natural dancer, so for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to outdo her on this one. I don't ever, but it's still fun to try, and we have a good time doing it.
I think you just make it fun, and then just look for, you know, if you're trying to bring somebody out of their shell, like, focus on the connection part of it, not, you know, because you're trying to get them out to do a certain thing, but, like, how can you connect with them more
100%.
That makes them, in turn, more comfortable so that they can do the thing
or whatever it is,
you know?
Don't make it a work task.
Don't make it a big deal.
Make it, like, let's do some fun stuff together. Yeah. Let's try something fun. Let's do some of these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like, that's what's fun about it, and that's what we enjoy, and we always have fun. We laugh.
That's probably, and to answer your first question, what do I love most about my hubby? There's so many things that I love about him, but I think the number one thing is that his personality is so different from me. He is the fun one. He is the lighthearted one. Like, don't get me wrong, he gets serious, but I live my life, I feel like, a little bit more on the serious side, and he has always been there to help me, like, lighten up. and see that life is not, it's not that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would let the smallest things bog me down for like a whole day.
Yeah.
And he would be like, listen, life is not that bad, okay? You yeah. know, like, I just love your perspective on life. And I think that going back to the military, I think that you have that because of your life experience. Yeah. But it is, it's been great for me because it's just helped me see the world differently. I just look at things differently based on his perspective now. It's just kind of helped me to just enjoy life more and not take it so serious. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things. I could go on. That's a whole other podcast. I could talk about how much I love
we'll
you.
We'll do that one.
We'll do that
I'm
one.
I'm a words of affirmation person, so I'll
so
take that back.
So he's soaking it all up right there. Now. Like, that is his love language, okay? But, yeah. So,
well, I love you too, boo.
I love you. Okay, last question, and we are going to wrap it up. Let's see. What have you learned about wellness in this season of life? What is currently bringing you joy?
Wellness,
so I think that's a two-part, yeah. But the wellness.
Let me start.
Yes, because we have been going through some health situations. I feel like
wellness is the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, self-care, wellness, and mental health is the number one thing that you should be, you know, like, you know, working on every single day, because it's something you can control.
Yeah,
some of it. I know
sure.
some of it you can't, but there are things that you can control. How you eat, how you exercise, how you sleep.
Yes.
How you take care of yourself, you know, mental health wise. And so, yeah, I've had some back issues, that just kind of spawned up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three different nerve blocks now in a total of 11 different locations.
Yes.
It helped with the right side. The left side is still didn't really help with the left side.
Yeah.
So now I've got to figure out, I did find out that I have a disc that's kind of pushed forward. It's not bulging, but it's like pushed forward. And that's where I feel like the pain is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is that something to do? So I'm going to go back to the chiropractor that went to and,
yeah,
you know, so that's been annoying because mm-hmm. I've always been a person that's been pretty healthy.
I think it's been kind of like I know for me, it's been kind of an eye opener and just a reminder that your health is really all you have, because once you don't have that,
yeah,
you really realize like how much sometimes we take it for granted, just being able-bodied and having like all yeah. the activities and things that we can do, because. And then you start thinking about, well, what am I doing to make sure that this continues as I get older? Because we are both getting older. So you start to get like,
I'm looking at it. She's getting it, but not looking it.
Thank you. You're getting these aches and pains, and maybe you're getting
yeah.
your blood work, and you know, some numbers might be high, or
yeah.
things are just different, you know? So it really reminds you that, you know, we have to take care of ourselves from the inside out. And that goes into like what we're eating. So we've been trying to like clean up our diet and, you know, just do sleep better, because sleep hygiene is so important, reducing our stress.
Yes.
And it's not to say that we haven't, because I feel like we've always kind of been cognizant of those things. And we thought about them. But I think as you get older, you
yeah.
really start to think about it, because it's like the way I treat myself in this
yeah.
decade is going to show up in my next decade
yeah.
of life.
I mean, yeah.
I got to make sure that we are prepared, and we want to live a long, healthy life. So we want to be as healthy as we can be for our kids and for yeah. each other and ourselves.
100%.
So.
Like that's our number one goal.
Yeah.
You know, is to be healthy so that we can enjoy life,
mm-hmm.
Feel good, and be healthy and active with our children as they grow.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the dad that still, you know, golfing with my son,
mm-hmm.
you know, when he's a grown up. Hanging out with my daughter when she's a grown up, us still having fun and
yeah,
traveling when we're older.
For sure.
Like that means a lot to us. And so
it gets
you have to tighten it up sometimes.
Yeah. And it gets to be more than aesthetics, you know, like I think when you're younger, you're like, oh, I want to lose the weight. I want to look good. Of course you want to look good, but like you want to feel good. Like,
yeah.
am I eating food that's actually going to give me energy, or am I eating food that's going to put me in a slump in an hour and a half? You know what I'm saying? That's going to deplete
yeah.
me.
And what I realize, the more you feel good, the better you will look.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
for
like
sure.
you're taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel great, you're going to look pretty
yeah.
good. Like that's
yeah.
just, that's just the truth of it, because it all starts with the inside. Like, you know, when you exercise, you're exercising the muscles that are on the inside.
Yeah,
when you eat good,
for sure.
you're burning the fat on the inside. Like, yeah. So, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
last question. What is currently bringing you joy?
Oh, man. I mean, currently bringing me joy is obviously my family, man. That is seeing my kids, seeing my wife, and having another opportunity to, you know, to be here, you know, and then outside of that, because that is really what brings me joy is golf. Right now, golf
he's in his golf bag.
And I've always loved golf, but I think I've really kind of just said that that's my sport at this point. Gave up the basketball shoes.
you had to retire him.
Yeah, my ankle just couldn't do it no more. And just wasn't worth it no more.
Yeah.
So, what about you, love?
I'd say what is giving me joy is really just living.
Joy.
Down in my heart.
Anyway,
honestly, just being present in, like, just in my everyday life.
Yeah.
Taking the time to put my phone down, be in the moment, enjoy the moment. That's what's been giving me joy, because it is effort for me, because it is so much easier for me to just be in my phone or on my computer and using the excuse that I'm working. So I think taking the time to just check out and not feel like I have to show up on social every single day and being okay with that, that has really
that's helped her a lot.
A lot more joy.
Because she be working for y'all.
Life.
I'm telling you, like, she be working to create content for y'all. I don't think you see it. You know, you don't know what goes behind.
Yeah.
She works her butt off, and it's something I really, you know, admire about her. Mm-hmm. But I also have to be like, relax, because she needs that.
Which is what I'm getting ready to do. And this place right here is bringing me joy.
Where are we
because
at now?
Literally the beach is my happy place. And we are living our best life, okay? At Sunscape Coco Punta Cana. We love partnering with them, and we love that they thought of us to bring
Absolutely.
You another podcast in paradise. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
Absolutely.
If you are planning a family vacation or solo.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
A trip or girls trip.
There'll be some links down below.
Yes, make sure you check them out. Sunscape is your place to be. Sunscape Coco Punta Cana. Come check it out.
Tell them
we sent you, okay?
Absolutely. Tell them we sent you. Maybe they'll bring us back if you tell them that we sent you.
Right, okay.
But no, this place is amazing.
But yeah, this place right here is giving me joy, and I am getting ready to relax the rest of the day and enjoy myself. The work is done.
And then we're going to make out.
Of course. So
let's make out.
Thank you guys so much for being here. We'd love it if you would take the time to just like rate this podcast, review it on wherever you listen to your own podcast, because that just helps more people to find us. Make sure that if you listen to this, you go on over to YouTube and watch it so you can get some sneak peeks and some clips of what we've been doing. Reagan wanted to come show you her beautiful.
Reagan!
Oh, I love that. Are those beads?
Yes, so cool. I made it out of beads.
Oh, that's so cute.
You tell them bye, tell them to subscribe, all that good stuff. You do your thing.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment.
Yes.
Bye!
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest.
loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.